Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Hey, what if I told you that there's one thing that could change your life as an entrepreneur? I truly believe it is what we're about to talk about. And I have some very special guests with me today, Stephen Nooner, and we have Ryan Cassidy. Let's jump right in, guys. You guys each, you know, you're owners of this incredible company, but you work with entrepreneurs all the time who are believing the lies that they think they can do everything, they can crush it, and then they get burnout, they, you know, can't crush it. But there's this super powered perspective. What is that, Stephen? And tell us about yourself.
Okay. The super powered perspective. That's first of all, thanks for having us. It's really great to be here. Always enjoy hanging together. The super powered perspective is just imagine, you know, Batman without Robin. Imagine Batman without is it Alfred? I don't remember that guy.
Oh, yeah.
The butler, like he had this incredible team, right? What I love about Batman is he had these, all of his skills were human and technology. It was no, you know, mutation in his DNA that gave him the powers. All of us can be Batman, but we need Robin, we need Alfred, we need these amazing people around us to support the vision and fight evil, the forces of evil.
I like that. That's good. So you're saying that it's not some genetic thing that, you know, Elon Musk's of the world have this, you know, special gene or something like that, but really it's the right team around you. Ryan, what do you think is that team member that we're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, what we do is we help successful entrepreneurs achieve new levels of freedom and growth by finding their right fit executive assistant. And that is the thing that takes you from super stressed to super powered. And so many of the folks that we work with are, you know, sort of the rugged individualist, right? That these are folks that, you know, we see in strategic coach all the time, right? They come in and they've got a strong opinion about how things should get done. But in reality, they need additional people around them. And there are blockers. There are things that get in their way that prevent them from finding this right fit executive assistant. It's such a key hire. I think intuitively people understand it, but the challenge is where do I find the right person? How do I onboard them? How do I know what to assign them? How do I know what to expect from them in terms of performance, right? Like, is my relationship with this person on track or off track? What are the right ways to get leverage out of this relationship versus just sort of giving them all of the menial tasks, which is very much the temptation, is just take the stuff off my plate, get, you know, make the pain stop. But there's so much more I think people understand that can be true about this relationship when it's at a really high performing level. And so what we're doing with Superpowers is we're helping entrepreneurs find that right fit executive assistant so that they can finally get from, like I said, super stressed to super powered.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm going to throw off some quick objections. Number one, do I give them my banking information? Number two, do they actually have access to my email inbox? What are they going to do about my calendar? Do I really trust them? I mean, these are just some of the immediate things that I feel like entrepreneurs use perhaps as excuses. Do you guys, Stephen, do you see this often that those are kind of like some big ones that stop people?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Although I honestly think that most of the time what's stopping them is that's really like an outward mask for sometimes really the just being in charge versus being in control is a framework we hear a lot and use a lot. So a lot of times, you know, the rugged individualist, I've done everything, I've been doing it my way. There's this right way to do it. And ultimately that's the way it's got to be. And, you know, any deviation of that is just, sometimes when people are really depleted, like they can't imagine, like it blows up their world versus seeing it as what it is, which is, It's just a deviation, right? Every day, there are many ways that things get done, right? Yeah. And, and so that idea for control and that little deviation is going to blow them up really is oftentimes a thing that people are wrestling with there.
That's good. Ryan, I don't think Eddie Bauer is still stitching every piece of coat. You know, I don't think Jeff Bezos is boxing every Amazon. I don't think Steve Jobs was making every iPhone. Like, in other words, there comes a point where an entrepreneur has to let go. And if they don't let go, they're actually hurting the company, the mission, the vision. Where is that rub? Do you feel that? Do you see that a lot? Is there like this pain point that they have to bump against where they just wake up? What do you think?
Yeah, all the time. So I think entrepreneurs know that to grow their business, they have to think who, not how, right? And so it's very intuitive to bring in who's for your operations. It's intuitive to bring in who's for your sales. Where it sort of breaks down is the who can really support you personally and throughout the business in the form of an executive assistant. And so, you know, what we see most often is we've got entrepreneurs who have seen the transformational impact of bringing A players into their organization in different roles and responsibilities already. And there's always just something that's holding them back. Sometimes it's guilt. Sometimes I don't want to hire somebody who is working just for me in a role that only I get in the company, right? So guilt is one of the things that gets in the way. How will this look to my team? The other thing is, as I mentioned before, I don't know what I'm going to do with this person. And oftentimes the biggest pain point is it sounds good in theory, but the problem is that it creates more work for me today so I can get to less work in the future. And I have real difficulty getting over that initial hump, right? It's like rolling up a ball up a hill and then it rolls backwards, back down on you. And so until people can get over that hump, they feel like they can't bring an executive assistant on. And oftentimes all that is a signal of is they just need somebody who understands that they're coming, who is an A player already, who knows how to proactively pull things off their plates, who knows exactly what they're supposed to be doing on day one to support the entrepreneur, not just in their business, but personally as well. And so, you know, there's no training for this role, right? You know, you don't go to college or university to become an executive assistant. And oftentimes we found that people who have executive assistant backgrounds or experience have just imported somebody else's work style or bad habits. And so we spend a lot of time coaching through the relationship, especially early on, to make sure that the entrepreneur feels like the relationship is growing in the right way and that it's on track, and that the executive assistant is being proactive and pulling things off their plate, intercepting things before the entrepreneur can go run with it. So it dilutes this feeling of, I have to do more work before I can do less work.
You know, I'm about ready to have my wisdom teeth out Wednesday. All right. And
you're late, man. What?
Got a lot of wisdom here.
Yeah.
So already, you know, there's people who are saying, in fact, I have it right here. Already, Kerry, you got to drink this, you know, before I'm getting text messages about like arriving. I'm getting pre-paperwork. I know once I get there, the nurse are going to have everything prepped. In other words, the doctor, whoever that person is, comes in and does their specialty. And their specialty is really what pays for the whole process. I'm almost thinking that a superpowered strategic assistant is like that whole team around the entrepreneur who like preps their unique ability. Am I thinking right? Am I thinking wrong? What do you think?
I think that's a brilliant way of looking at it. I mean, I think that's exactly right. It is the person who fills all those gaps, who sees the full field of play, who understands things from start to finish and knows where they can engage. And then also, by the way, involve other members of the team, right? So even though your nurse may be responsible for, you know, somebody is overseeing the whole process from start to finish, right? And understands that, knows where to bring in other members of the team so they can all act in their own superpower. And one of the things that we do is just as an exercise is we ask entrepreneurs, what is your superpower? What's the thing that you want to be doing more of with every single day? The thing that is the highest leverage use of your time. And then what gets in the way of that, right? And it's almost always the same series of challenges. My email inbox is a distraction. My calendar is a mess. I feel like I have so many open projects or files or items in my mind that I constantly have to follow up with folks on. I've got lots of little paperwork that demotivates me and piles up and I procrastinate on. You know, it's this sort of recurring set of issues that people think of as getting in the way of their superpower. And then we ask, okay, well, if an executive assistant was on your team, the right fit, somebody who is a good culture and values fit, somebody who's had the personality that you work really well with, since this is a close working relationship, what difference would that make for you personally and professionally? And we just see, I mean, we've literally seen physical body language of relief. Like people dream for the first time in a long time of wow, like what my business could be, what my relationship with my business could be, if only I had just this right who in this particular role.
We see restored hair, Carrie. We see restored hair. True story.
Shut up, really?
Yeah. So there you go, man.
Wow. Well, listen, I love it. Before we get into the next question, I want to tap into something that Ryan said, but Stephen, I'm going to ask you about it.
Okay.
But I do see this guilt of, wow, you know, I'm not worth it.
Yep.
You know, almost like a lot of visionaries I meet, a lot of entrepreneurs I meet, they're such givers that they almost can't receive, you know? And they're rarely the person who is the one who is given to. And maybe there's pride, maybe there's surrender, maybe there's self-worth issues. But Stephen, how do we push through? Because I feel like that almost is a barrier for some people.
Yeah, I think the you know, clarity is the key, right? I think clarity is the key. Having clarity of vision for what the freedom to is. What's the end state? And not just for yourself, like a lot of times it's like what they think of, which is where that guilt, I know from experience, like comes in. That seems like almost like a luxury. But the truth is, you're causing an impact on everybody around you. The way that you lead, the way that you show up, are you prepared? Are you not? How you remember to follow up, how you don't remember to follow up. All those things have impact and interactions on everybody around you, not just your clients, not just your customers, but your team members. And so the more that you begin to understand that and start to really have clarity of vision of all the ways they show up. And by the way, maybe you have some really high caliber, superpowered people on your team who are operating not in their superpower, picking up your slack as your executive assistant. I mean, that literally was the case with me. I had people that were just not in their superpower, way overpaid for the work that was being done. And by me just trying to hold it together and make sure that they all had support, they were having to pick up a lot of my slack. And they felt obligated to do so because they knew how much I was willing to invest in them and their team. So you're causing a ripple effect. You're causing an impact. What kind of impact do you want to have? And so the more you can move out of that and start looking around and get that clarity, I think it's easier to push through that.
You guys take your own medicine, and I'll tell you why. In fact, I use you as a model to my own strategic assistant, Ruthie. She's great. And I'll say that we can all keep learning and growing, because I knew Stephen was on a break, right? I knew he was. He told me he was on a break. And I knew if I emailed him, his assistant would respond on his behalf and get something done. And so the other day I kind of tested it. I'm like, well, Stephen's, I don't want to bother him, but I'm like, yeah, I know he's not going to check his email anyway. So sure enough, I sent an email and your strategic assistant said, this is, you know, tell me her name again.
Cleo.
This is Cleo. Uh-huh. I know your other one, but you recently switched, so that's why I didn't want to get it wrong.
Yeah.
But you know, this is Cleo. I got it handled. You know, this, I'm messaging for Steven's behalf. I was like, wow. So I literally sent Ruthie a screenshot and I said, this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. So how did it make you feel, Steven? And then we'll go to Ryan next with the next question. But how does it make you feel knowing that you're with your family?
mm-hmm.
at an event,
mm-hmm.
knowing that the business can keep going because you have coverage?
I feel free. I feel free to be present to the people that I love. I feel free to be myself, not have my identity so wrapped up in my business and like, oh my gosh, that gonna, I feel completely free to just recharge and then come back and hopefully breathe fire, breathe breath into the organization, which is one of my responsibilities.
Wow. So I just got to tell the entrepreneurs, you have to book a call. Like if this is resonating with you, you have to go to superpowershq.com. Yeah. And you have to click discovery call, and you have calls as early as this Friday. So this Friday, people could be getting relief. That's so cool. Ryan, let's go to you. I know this new book's coming out, and I know that we're even meeting about it later today, because it's so close to being released. How pumped are you, and why are you excited about what this book will do for the world?
Yeah, I'm super pumped about it, and so grateful to be working with you and your team, Carrie, to bring it to life. I feel like you know, you've taken some of the ideas and experience that we've had as a team and really been able to make it something that's powerful for the reader. And it's not most importantly, you know, to me, it's a guidebook. It helps you understand how to get more out of this relationship, how to find the right person, how to engage them in the right way. It's not, you know, sort of a long form marketing piece. And that was one of the really big goals for us. For me, I think that the superpowered scale is going to really resonate with readers. It's sort of this pyramid of the relationship between you and your executive assistant that starts with the lowest level resignation and goes all the way up to the highest level of transformation and shows what's possible. And I think that, at least for me on my entrepreneurial journey, frameworks like that have been such an unlock to give me vocabulary to the things that I'm feeling, right? Because I'll go up the scale towards transformation and I'll feel like I'm going down the scale toward resignation and steps in between. And so just kind of knowing where I am in my entrepreneurial journey and how this key relationship can help me get to transformation, I think it's been really great to bring that to life for me personally, but I'm super excited to be sharing that with fellow entrepreneurs.
Well, you can tell I'm excited because Amazon doesn't lie. And look, I've already pre-ordered it. So, the moment this thing went up for pre-order, I'm like, look, I'm pre-ordering this myself because, you know, we've had a lot of success at Igniting Souls. But the reason why I'm excited about this is because I know there's more. I know there's not the full breadth of leverage that I've used for the superpowered concept. Ryan, how cool was it? We'll ask you and then we'll go to Steven. How cool was it to work with Shannon Waller of Strategic Coach with this particular book?
Unbelievable. I mean, it is for anybody who's listened to one of her fabulous podcasts, Shannon is a joy to work with, has an incredible spirit, is absolutely brilliant, has seen every single thing, you know, that an entrepreneur could encounter, you know, at least a dozen times. I mean, she's just this incredible wealth of wisdom and perspective. And she makes it fun. And I don't know how she can manage to do all of that, but it's been an absolute joy to work with her. I've just really, really had a good time.
Steven, talk to us about this collaboration because, you know, we're in Free Zone and part of Free Zone is you bring your unique ability, someone else brings theirs, and together you create this third value creation that nobody else on the planet can do. But you brought Ryan to the table, you're at the table, Shannon's at the table. What do you think's going to happen with all this come fall when this thing really blows up?
I mean, I think it's going to be massive impact. And I mean, the people that we work with, both Shannon and Strategic Coach and us as Superpowers, they're incredible people. There's nothing broken or wrong. There's just an opportunity to take well, you know, as Jean-Baptiste says, right, take low performing resources, take them to higher levels of productivity. And that's what this book's going to do. And to be able to work with people that are Shannon, you know, in the team, that everyone's just values aligned. We all want to be a hero to those same amazing entrepreneurs. And then the way that we can just align our resources to do that better than any of us could do by ourselves is going to be a game changer. What I love about this book isn't it's a deep dive on one of the most personal relationships an entrepreneur has, other than maybe their significant other or their business partner. This is a really crucial relationship. But even if they're really good at it, there's always room to transformation. You've got to always keep growing, right? You've got to always keep pouring into that. And it is even for the highest performers, this book's going to be a parable for them to really look at the way that they interact, delegate, lead all their teams, which I'm really excited about.
I love that. So I know we have about 3 more minutes. Let's go into lightning round here. Okay. So Stephen, what's preventing someone from starting this conversation today? What do you think? An entrepreneur, what's preventing them?
I usually think it's lack of clarity, right? You know, they're in the soup of the day to day. They're getting overwhelmed. I'll use myself as an example. I did coach. I implemented all the things a coach except for strategic assistant. I was literally in the programs for years doing everything the hard way. And then finally, after my team held an intervention, I got the clarity that I needed, that I was actually thinking I was helping them, but I was hurting them. And wow. Then I got this relationship, and it went from climbing the stairs to jumping on an escalator. And so that's, I think it's just the clarity, getting clear on what's that freedom to, and what's holding you back so you can move.
Ryan, let's close with you here. You got an entrepreneur. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm hearing this. I believe it. They're almost hearing Disneyland being described. They're like, I think the place exists. What action can they take today?
Yeah. So, the easiest thing is book that discovery call on superpowershq.com. And I really want to emphasize that this is a conversation. What we do is we record the conversation. We send really, really thoughtful, detailed notes as a follow-up. And for folks who have had experience with Who Not How or are part of the Strategic Coach Program and have, you know, sort of drafted an impact filter in their past, this is a live action impact filter, basically, for who your right fit executive assistant is. And we start by telling folks, look, the purpose of the call is to figure out if we can even be helpful to you, because what we're going to do is we're going to figure out what your superpower is, what gets in the way of it, who the right fit would be, the impact it would have on you. And then we discuss if we could be a good fit or not. It's a extremely, it is there have been people who have not become customers of Superpowers who still refer other friends and entrepreneurs to have that conversation because of the clarity that Stephen was referring to that they get coming out of the conversation. We aren't the right fit for everybody, but I absolutely believe every entrepreneur would benefit from that conversation. It's the best gift you can give yourself, you know, in the form of a half hour, hour that you could take this week.
Awesome. Well, folks, two actions. One is book that discovery call that we just talked about. The other one that I'm going to encourage you to seriously consider is pre-order the book. The book will be coming out this fall in all versions worldwide, wherever books are available. And this is something you definitely want to pay attention to. As you can tell, I've pre-ordered it. I'm going to be reading it myself. And you've already got me thinking about how I can leverage my most important relationship in my entrepreneur world with my strategic assistant. So thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Stephen, for the incredible value today. And I feel like this is just the beginning.
It was our pleasure. Thank you so much, Carrie. This was great.
Yep. Thanks, Carrie. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right. We'll be hearing from you all very soon. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.